And good evening, Viking friends. You're in the CBC Bank press box high atop Brody Field. I'm Taylor Biddle along with Marty Rogers. Chuck Lawrence here in the booth with me. And guys, we've got what we've all been waiting for, the first region test of the season. We've got two undefeated teams coming in here with the Tipton Blue Devils against our Loudoun Vikings, both coming in 7-0. And one team's looking to get their first region win and pretty much guarantee a playoff spot. Going to be interesting to see tonight who that's going to be. Fans are coming in nicely to the stadium. Supposed to be a packed crowd tonight. A lot of enthusiasm around this game. It's probably one of the first times in a while that both teams have come into this game undefeated. And there's a lot of intensity. You've got two defenses that are highly touted in the state. I believe Lowndes is number two in defensive scoring, giving up 7.29 points per game, and Tipton comes in giving up 15.14 points per game. And it's a team that can score points as well, guys. Marty, you are down on the field. You are now in the shade, my friend. We are still in this gleaming sun. But what's it like down on the field tonight?
It's electric already, Taylor. It's yes, I am in the shade, and that has helped tremendously because it was scorching down here just about 15, 20, 30 minutes ago. But Taylor, you're right. There's a lot of buzz about this game. I know Tiff County has been looking at this one and talking about this one for quite a while, especially the last 2 weeks. They had the luxury of being off last week. We'll ask Coach Anders about that here in a minute in our Deluxe Body Works coaches spotlights. But they were off, so you know they've had 2 weeks to get ready, 2 weeks to hype this up. I tell you, the worst part about being on the field right now is the smell of grills. I'm in here and not out there by the grill, but I can see smoke, I can see grills, a lot of tailgating for this game. Crowds coming in, but there's still a lot of empty seats. I think most everybody's out either on the way to the game or are already here tailgating. So, again, a lot of excitement, and it's going to be a good night for football.
Chuck, glad to have you in the booth for pregame, man. Thanks for filling in last week as well when I was out of pocket. We've got some late arrivals tonight, and you're going to fill in for pregame for us.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to know you have a good trip.
Yes, I did have a good trip.
That's the first time I got to see you.
Man, it was one of those things where you look at the calendar and you've got everything lining up perfectly. Off week for the football broadcast. School was out. Had a bank holiday, so we went ahead and booked it. Little known hurricane come through. I'm sure y'all are familiar with. Postponed some games. Got readjusted, so I had to miss a ball game. Y'all handled things nicely last week. Mount Zion. Sounded like it was a runaway last week.
Yeah, it was. We started off a little slow, I'm not going to lie. The intensity wasn't there. Really, I'd probably say the first 8 minutes or so, just really lackluster, no intensity. Kind of like you're expected to beat this team. We don't really have to put a lot forth of effort. We're just going to roll through this game. And Coach Mack herded the troops up on the sideline and you know, had a little coming to Jesus meeting with them and told them, guys, we can lose this game.
Yeah.
The intensity has got to be there. Y'all have, you know, the lethargic, how things are going, we got to get in. I don't know exactly what he said, but it worked.
Yeah, Mount Zion did hang around for a little while. What I look back at the game stats, we've got those live on thevikingvoice.com if you want to recap any of those stats from last week. And I had a chance to listen to a little bit of the broadcast. I even listened in the middle of the ocean. I had 50 megabytes of free data that they gave us on the cruise, so I listened in to y'all. Y'all sounded good, too. And, you know, you're right. I mean, we from this point on, this is the real season. It's 0-0, fellas, our score. We have not won any games beyond this point. You know, we lose these next three, we're sitting at home. We win these next three, you're the region champs. So, you know, this game right now tonight, the game you're playing is always the most important. But this game tonight has so much more at stake than the games we've had previously.
Yeah, and the way this region is, as strong, you know, Camden's a little off this year, but the way this region is, you cannot look ahead. You have got to focus on this Friday night and get this Friday night won, get this game behind us, and then move to the next one. Because if you start looking ahead, you can get upset quick.
Yeah, absolutely. Marty is down on the field. He's got some of the special teams players, the skill players out there. Marty, what are you seeing so far down on the field?
Guys, obviously, yes, the special teams players and the skill players are out here warming up. catching punts, things like that. We always like to watch the demeanor and kind of look in the eyes, if you will, of the players and see what they, you know, how they respond early in games. And last week we heard Coach Mack say to his team after the game that the real season begins next week. And these guys are treating it that way. You can tell this is a very business-like approach. Gotten a couple high fives, a couple handshakes, but I haven't got a whole lot more. They're here on a business trip, if you will, and they're definitely, you can tell the excitement, you can tell the intensity's there, but they're certainly focused, and I like to see that. I imagine once the rest of the players get out here, you might see them loosen up a little bit and start seeing a little bit of excitement, especially I know that our great Lounge faithful is here filling in, and they'll get loud when the team comes back out here in just a minute, and that'll certainly pep up the boys a little bit.
Marty, one good thing I always like about coming to Tipton, they probably have some of the best grass you're ever going to step foot on in high school stadium. Turf capital of the world, in my opinion. What's the surface like down there for us tonight, Marty?
You're right. It is natural grass, something a little different for us. However, 2 weeks ago, we did get a chance to play on it over in Ware County. And I think, you know, that's certainly helped. I don't think it'll be a major problem. This turf is it's better than most stadiums. You're absolutely right. So it's very similar to the artificial turf. There's a couple spots that feels like they've let it grow out a little bit. I don't know. Maybe that's to slow us down. We'll see. But I'm standing here in midfield. It is feel like it hasn't been cut recently, but who knows if that makes a difference. I really don't think it will. I think this field is ready for play. And it's just a great night, man. It's a little warm, a little hotter than we'd like for it to be. But here we are. What's this? The eighth week of the season. And it's, you know, no weather pending. So it should be a very, very good night for some football.
Thank you, Marty. Well, we are going to take a break here on the Advanced Disposal Services, S&S Services, and Cass Birch countdown to kickoff. We've got about 50 minutes until kickoff. We'll be right back after this two-minute break. Welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Brody Field here in Tifton, Georgia. You are in the countdown to kickoff here. And Marty is going to be getting us a coach's interview here in just 1 second. Coach Mack does look like he is free, but Marty will work his way over there. Chuck, these two teams come in undefeated. You know, one thing I always worry about with a team that's undefeated, they know how to win, and they think they can win.
Yep.
And sometimes that can be half the battle in games like this. You know, Tipton's well-coached, well-ball club. Marty, go ahead with Coach Mack.
Guys, I'm here with the head ball coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, you said last week that the real season begins this week, and here we are, first region game. What's practice been like this week? How's preparation going?
Well, we've had a good week of practice, man. I really have. Kids executed well all week. You know, I feel like we're ready to go.
Coach, of course, got on the bus, came up here to Tift County. A lot of buzz about this game up here. They've had 2 weeks to prepare for us. They're extremely excited for this game with both teams being undefeated. Tift County comes in with an offense that we've heard a lot about. High flying. They've got one of the top 15 quarterbacks as far as passing yards go in the state. They got the number one receiver in the state. How do you slow those guys, or how do you stop them or try to at least slow them down defensively?
I don't think you're going to stop Tift, you know. They do a lot of same plays we run on offense, same style of offense. Very well coached. You know, you mentioned the quarterback and the receiver. I mean, they're Division I players. Running backs are solid. The O-line, I think, is better than last year. They're a very, very good football team.
Absolutely, Coach. Of course, flipping over to your offense, the leading scorer in the state. But statistically, you don't have the stats that Tift County has, a lot in part due to your defensive play. But you've got weapons. It seems like every week it's somebody else stepping up, obviously led by Michael Barrett. But what is the game plan? What's tonight against Tift County, what do you have to do to move the football and try to keep up with their offense?
We're going to have to mix it up, run and throw. And we've got to be able to block them, man. They're tough, you know. So we're going to have to play good. We want to play our best game tonight. That is the goal, to play our best game of the year tonight.
Absolutely. I know all year you say you want to get better each and every week. Coach, one thing you want to get better at, and we talked a little bit about Tuesday night, is you've had a pretty solid special teams year, but last week had some issues there with the snapping and so forth. How much emphasis do you put on special teams in a game like this? Because it seems like it always comes down to a big play, maybe a field goal or something sometimes in big games.
Well, you know, the long snapping, we've worked harder on it this week than I ever have in my life. So I think we're ready to go. Kids are excited. You know, it ought to be a heck of a game.
Coach, we look forward to it. Appreciate your time. Good luck.
Thank you, Marty, for that Deloge Body Works coach's interview. Chuck, what you got, brother?
I just have one question for Marty while he's down there on the field. How's Palmer's hand? You know, you remember he hurt his hand last week and had to come out and get it wrapped and all that. How is he tonight?
That's a great question, and I already have asked a few of the coaches and got some information on it. But I did talk to Palmer, too, Tuesday night at the Randy McPherson Coaches Show there live at the mill, and he said it was fine. I looked over, and he had a big old piece of pizza in his hand and said his hand was fine, said it, you know, he had iced it, and he had done his things to try to get that little inflammation down. But I've been watching him snap, and he looks like he's perfectly fine. Doesn't seem to be any hesitation there. So definitely something to keep an eye on, though, especially early on in this game, and see if there's any effect there. But I think Palmer's ready to go.
Because I think Tavon had turned his ankle or something last week too, didn't he?
That was a few weeks ago, and Tavon came back strong against Ware. So I think he's good. Will Tolbert did come off limping a little bit last week.
That's right.
I think he shook it off. I think he was fine. Of course, Will Tolbert does appear to be the one right now who's going to be handling the long snapper duties. You just heard Coach Mack say that he's working on that more than he's ever worked on it. But it appears that Will Tolbert will be taking over that spot. So, again, we'll keep another eye on that. But I think injury-wise, we're in a good spot this time of the year. I mean, to be late in the season, and knock on wood, we hope that continues. We hope for an injury. I think Tiff County's the same boat. I don't know that they've had any major injuries, and certainly don't want to see any tonight on either side of the ball.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. Sorry, drawing a blank there, guys.
Put it out.
Hey, you know, one of my favorite parts of the show, pregame that we do, guys, is when we take a look at our impact players. You know, I like spotlighting guys that we think are going to make an impact. Marty has done a good job this season pulling out the crystal ball and picking somebody that really has a game-breaking play or it really shines. It may not have shined all season. Deloach Body Works, impact players. I'm going to start tonight on the Tipton offensive side of the ball. You look across their offense, guys, they're pretty loaded. I mean, they've got a receiver that's good. They've got an offensive line that Coach Mack just mentioned that's really good. Their quarterback is a three-year guy for them, and he's the guy I'm going to go with tonight. Griffin Collier, 6'2", 205-pound senior. On the season, he is 97 of 153. He's passed for 1,627 yards on the season and 18 touchdowns. He's 268 yards short of the 6,000 mark. He did break the school record, Worth Bowers' school record here. That's a name that people know in Valdosta. Worth was a quarterback here. He broke his record a couple weeks ago, and he's only two touchdowns short, fellas, of a 60-touchdown career. The guy is a beast. He gets the ball out of his hand so quick sometimes that it'll make your head spin. That's why he doesn't take a lot of sacks, because he's really quick. And matter of fact, I'm sure we'll maybe get to the receiving corps here in a minute. They do such a good job of catching the ball for him. But Griffin Collier, keep an eye on number 10 tonight for the Tipton Blue Devils.
Hey guys, hang on 1 second.
Marty is going to probably get Coach Ashley Anders for the Tiff County Blue Devils. He has him right now. Let's go down to the field with Marty.
Absolutely. Here, of course, standing with Coach Anders. Wanted to just ask him a few questions. Appreciate your time, Coach. Coach, a lot of buzz about this game. You've been off for 2 weeks, off last week, so you had 2 weeks to prepare. I know the team sitting excited. What's the excitement level like in the locker room?
I tell you what, you know, anytime you got two teams that are undefeated, and especially Tiff and Lowndes, it's got to make us be a great game, and I think that'll be the case tonight.
Absolutely, of course, just electric atmosphere here in Tiff County tonight. But Coach, looking at this game specifically, of course, you got a high flying offense. We know a lot about them. Great quarterback, record setting quarterback Griffin Collier, and record setting receiver there, and Rashad Bateman. Just how special are those two young men? What do they bring to the table for your offense?
Oh, I tell you what, you know, first of all, man, they're great character kids, you know, and they work so hard, and they're such a great presence in the locker room, you know. And I think, you know, a lot of the younger kids have seen the work ethic that those two guys have, not only individually, but going out and working on their own time and things like that. Man, they're a blessing to have.
Absolutely, of course. And we're flipping over to the other side of the ball, your defense. Led by your great linebacker, I think your leading tackler is a youngster, a sophomore DB. What are the keys tonight in this football game to stopping Lowndes' offense and Talk to us about a few of the leaders maybe on that side of the ball.
Well, I tell you what, man, I don't know if we got enough time to sit here and talk about all the ways to stop Lowndes' offense, man. I tell you what, well, they've got a quality offense, high-powered. You know, they got so many different weapons, you know, with Michael Barrett and Tisdale and the receiving core. And actually, I was just sitting here talking to Coach McPherson on what I thought of number 48, how special of a player he was and the role that he has. You know, in such a big offensive line. I mean, it's just, boy, you start looking at the grand picture and you go, man, what are we going to do? But, you know, we're just trying to keep it simple and, you know, just let our kids not cloud them up and just let them run and play football.
Coach, I read this week you said 48 was kind of an unsung hero, and I've used that same term with him, a great young man, kind of a quiet leader there on the offense. But, Coach, you had last week off, as I mentioned. Do you like that off week? Is that an advantage this late in the year, or do you rather just keep going and stay on the rhythm? You know, how does that affect your team right before region play?
Well, you know, I think there's an advantage to it. You know, in our situation, you know, from the scrimmage game all the way through, I mean, we went 9 consecutive weeks, and you know, I thought it came at a good time for our kids, not only physically to get their legs back under them, but mentally as well. You know, I mean, they. You know, 9 straight weeks. You know, for a 16-year-old kid, you know that can drain you a little bit. So, you know, we took a couple of days off, let them rejuvenate a little bit, and but we've had great practices all week. So we're real excited to get back on the field.
Coach, if you had to name 3 things, what are the keys to the game tonight?
Play hard, have fun, and expect to win.
Love it. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time.
Man, I like it.
I like that.
Marty, we were talking about our Deloach Body Works impact players, and you just had the interview there with Coach Anders. We're on the offensive side of the ball for the TIFF Blue Devils. Who you get offensively for them?
Guys, I'm going to go with their great receiver there. We just talked to him about it. Of course, I heard you talking about Griffin Collier, and Griffin is obviously, of course, kind of the leader there. But I'm going to look over at Bateman. Bateman's got over 800 yards receiving on the year. He's the leading receiver in the state as far as yards go. He is just a dynamic player. Trying to pull up his stats as we speak, so give me just a second here. But Griffin, Rashad Bateman actually has had 38 catches for a state leading 898 yards. 23.6 yards per catch. He's got 12 touchdowns, one in every single game. Of course, guys, he's gotten him out to a 7-0. Run, and they've scored some points. Scored 50 on Parkview. They had a big night against Coffey a few weeks back. But Bateman's the real deal, guys. He's their all-time leading receiver. Past the
Darren Teals.
Yes, a few weeks ago, and they had a little ceremony just like they did with Collier back earlier this year. But he watch him warm up now. He wears number 13, so he kind of mirrors somebody else we know him well, know very well that wears number 13. But Bateman is a special talent. And he's committed to Minnesota to go play football. So keep an eye on him tonight. He will have an impact in this game.
I would think that might change the more he shines throughout the year, but he may hang on to that commitment. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings, trying to put, you know, that offense for the Tiff County Blue Devils at bay. I'm going to go with number 45, Tyson Shaw. He's a guy that we've called his name a lot. This year, Tyson is 5'11", 195, senior. You may say that at 5'11", he's kind of undersized. He does not play undersized. He's got the heart of a guy that's 6'7", 6'8". He's our leading tackler. He's tied with Tymir Moore with 28 tackles. He's got 8 of them for loss. He's got 5 sacks on the year, fellas, and he's got a 2 fumble recoveries, one for the Todd Gurley-type scoop and score there with 44 yards. Tyson Shaw is going to be very key. Like I said earlier, Griffin gets the ball out of his hands so quick, that lefty, Tyson's ability, really, if we can up front with Osby and some guys like that, Dekoff, and if we get Gentry back, wreak havoc up there. Tyson coming off the edge may be able to get us some big sacks, some big plays. Keep an eye on number 45, Tyson Shaw.
Guys, I'm going to look to a position. I'm going to say the impact player tonight for the Vikings will be our corners. They're going to be tested. A lot of our listeners know a lot about Valdosta State, and through the years they've had a great offense. They throw a lot of quick screens, a lot of quick passes, get the ball, the quarterback gets it out of his hands and tries to get it to receivers in space, and that's what they do a lot of here at Tiff County. Their coach is a former VSU assistant, came up through the ranks with Hatcher. and I think our corners are going to be tested tonight. They're going to be tested in a way that not necessarily maybe deep balls, one-on-one coverage type, but they're going to be tested in the fact that they're going to have to fight off of blocks and make plays in space and try to keep them the short yardages. But our corners are, of course, number 22 senior Terrell Belcher. He's only 5'7", 152, a bit undersized, but he's got several picks on the year already. Also number 5, Josh Brown, cornerback, 5'11", 158. We know him as Stud. The whole team calls him that. But those guys are going to have a big night tonight. I also look for Tavon Kyle to get some reps in at corner and possibly even Tisdale. But I think Tavon's size, matching him up with Rashad Bateman, will be key in this game, especially if they get into the red zone. I look for Tavon to come in the game and match up one-on-one with Rashad Bateman.
Thank you, Marty. Chuck, you got a impact player for us on defense?
I'm going with my favorite, Terry Austin. I know he's a sophomore. He's 5'11", 208. Gary Osby, to me, watching him, you know, we do a lot more specific watching, doing the stats, and he just flies to the ball. He's got like a natural sense that he knows where that ball is at all the time, and he flies to it. And with an offense like this, quick release, pass, 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 you've got to be crashing down. You've got to crash down, and if you can't get to the quarterback, keep your hands up.
That's right.
And try to bop. And I was a defensive player. You know, that's one of the main things they taught. If you can't get to them, throw your hands up. And that, Walker Schwab.
Yeah.
He's not big. He's fast.
Yeah.
And he's tall. If you can't get in there, get your hands up. Get your hands up.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with y'all completely. Good picks on those. Marty, you sound like you've got something else.
I just thought that was an excellent point about getting your hands up. Again, they do like to get the ball out quick. Griffin Collier has not spent hardly any time on his back all year. Don't have the stats there, if he's, you know, what his sack numbers are, if he's been sacked at all. The film I've watched, he has not. That is a great point, Chuck, to try to get penetration, get your hands up, and get him off of his throwing lanes. And that's a great point, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
Well, in doing that, you sometimes he sees that lane where he's wanting to go, and somebody's hands are in his face. He has to check off to that second receiver, and it helps our DBs to be able to react, because he's having to react, and they can react, and a lot of times that's where your interceptions come from, when they have to check off to that second or third receiver.
Guys, we've got about 33 minutes until kickoff here. You're listening to the Advanced Disposal Services, the S&S service, and the Cass Birch countdown to kickoff here in Brody Field. We're going to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box high atop Brody Field here in Tifton, Georgia. You are in the countdown to kickoff, sponsored by Advanced Disposal Services, S&S, and Cass Birch. Guys, we are back to full staff for our pregame show. Bill has made his appearance here. And, Bill, we were talking about our impact players. We started on Tift County. You want to give us your Tift guy on offense? You got anybody?
You've already talked about Griffin Collier.
Okay.
You've already talked about... I know number 13 for them as well. They've got a running back, though. Trying to think which is he, number 6, Shamel Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy that, if I'm going to pick a guy, that's the guy I'm going to be after. 5'10", 176 pounds. This is a guy that really gets after it. He's somebody that when you think they're going to lull you to sleep with a passing game, they're going to throw the ball. I mean, excuse me, they're going to run the ball. 300 yards on 56 carries, got 2 touchdowns. So 5.4 yards a carry. He's a guy you're going to need to pay attention to.
All right, anybody who on defense for us? You're going to try to get to stop them. I'm putting you on the spot here.
I know you really are. I came terribly unprepared. I think Fred Stewart. Tonight is Fred's night.
Great call.
I mean, Fred's been kind of quiet. He's always a quiet player anyway. But tonight he's been, I think, will come out because they're going to try and throw the intermediate pass. They want to throw quickly, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, into their playmakers. You get into Fred Stewart, who really has had a great year so far. The one interception, 65 yards, that was a touchdown. He's got 16 total tackles on the year. But, you know, again, a little misleading when you think about what he does. I mean, he plays so well at that safety position. So I'm going to say number 12, Fred Stewart.
You know, I took Tyson Shaw on defense for us, too. His ability punting and kickoff, I'm going to just throw that in there. Unmatched, fellas. Unmatched, in my opinion.
Yeah, he was down there when he was warming up. He was kicking at 45, 50 yards down there consistently.
Yeah.
And, guys, that's a weapon. We don't talk enough about the fact that if you kick, if you don't kick in the end zone, they return everyone out to the 20, 21. There's no difference. But if they get one one return out past midfield or even for a score, it could be all the difference in the world in the game. Those touchbacks not only make them start at the 20, but it takes any wind out of their sails. It kills momentum. It's just a whole different feel when you come out starting on the 20 with your back and you don't get a chance at a big return. That is a weapon for our Lowndes High Vikings. And, of course, he hasn't punted a lot this year, but he's got a booming leg and can really punt it as well.
All right, Marty, I want to look at the offense for the Lowndes High Vikings. Come in on the season, guys. They're the highest-ranked offense, I believe, with 54.14, I believe, points per game they're putting up. Guy that looks very familiar, he scored our first touchdown of the year, fellas. Number 4, Gady Brown. I'm going to go with him tonight. He's one of those young guys coming up in the ranks. 5'7", 160-pound sophomore, starts for us in that slot position. He's not going to overpower you with a bunch of receptions. He's got 9 on the season, but he's caught him for 94 yards. He's averaging 10 yards per catch. He does have the one touchdown. His longest from scrimmage has been 31 yards. Gady Brown's a guy that gets overlooked. You look on one side, you got Tavon Kyle. You look on the other side, you got Miko Washington. Coach Anders mentioned in pregame that he likes Marcus Gary. Gady Brown, where's he at? Oh, I'm the little guy in the slot that's going to eat your lunch right here on the jet sweep and things like that if you don't pay attention to me, too. Number 4, Gady Brown's going to have a big night tonight.
Guys, I'm looking at where it starts and stops, in my opinion, with the Lowndes High Viking offense. Something I've always heard and something I've always liked to repeat is big-time players make big-time plays and big-time games. And there's no better big-time player at the Lowndes High Vikings than number 1, Michael Barrett. Michael Barrett's got offers to LSU, Tennessee, Michigan, Georgia Tech, amongst many, many others. But, again, a 6-foot, 220-something pound kid, young man, I should say, a great leader, just a great young man, a good student, fairly quiet a little bit, but he gets on the field, puts on the helmet, straps on the chin pad. He becomes a very very vocal leader out there. But Michael Barrett on the season has 947 yards passing. He's 53 of 81. He has 62 carries for 530 yards. That's an 8.5 yards per carry average. Not gaudy numbers because we started the ball at midfield a lot and he hadn't played, but some games only a half, some three quarters. Michael Barrett is he's special. And in the Newton game this year, I think our coaches are expecting a tough fault match, and he came out and we ran Michael a lot. I expect to see that some tonight. Michael, will tuck it and run it when he needs to. Last week I thought was one of his better games against clearly probably the best defense we've played to this point. And last week alone he was 10 of 14 passing, 240 yards, but he had 42 yards on 4 carries. So Michael will, I think, carry the ball some tonight for our Vikings. I look for him to make some big plays. I just think tonight's going to be his game. And he is our leader, and I think he has a huge impact on tonight.
All right, I'm going to go with number 6. To me, this is the kind of game, of course, being a Seminole fan, this is a Florida State-Miami matchup. This is the game where you got guys that can just sling it down the field.
I'm surprised you brought that up.
I know. I'm not going to go there. But it's still relevant to the point,
yeah.
Is that, you're expecting these teams to come out just airing the ball out.
Yeah.
It's the team that runs that wins the ball game.
Yeah.
Travis Tisdale tonight, number 6, only 248 yards on the season, 41 carries. He's been kind of quiet, 5.9 yards a carry. But, again, a situation where tonight he could really make an impact. He could be the guy that makes the difference. It's the team who runs that wins this ball game tonight.
And
my impact player, number 6, Travis Tisdale.
I'm going with the other side of that 1-2 punch with J.D. Lee, number 21.
Yep.
J.D. Lee is that grinded out, short, stocky back that can go in the inside and beat it out and get a short yardage. It's like, we're second and two, second and three, third and one, that he can get those. And the thing I like about J.D. Lee the most is his blocking.
Yep.
He protects Michael Barrett, and if we're going to throw the ball tonight and they have the defense that they are presumed to have, he's going to be big in protecting Michael Barrett back there tonight so he has time to throw the ball.
Good. I think both those running backs tonight are going to have a big night.
Yeah, and just the ability to get fresh legs in there, fellas, at that position is going to be huge. You run the ball to set up the pass. You pass the ball to set up the run. So that's very critical tonight. Flipping over to the defensive side, of the ball for Tipton County. I'm going to go with number one, Andrew Johnson. He does play both ways, though, fellas. This guy is a linebacker. He is 6'2", 230-pound senior, committed to Oregon. 29 solo tackles. Five of those have been for losses. It's a guy that you got to keep an eye on. Marty took number one on us, Michael Barrett. I'm going to take number one for them. Johnson, I got a feeling, fellas, he's going to be playing spy on Michael Barrett. I'm going to spy you all night, see what you're going to do. You're my responsibility. If he has a big game tonight, much like Westlake did last year against Michael Barrett, where it took us some time to really get in a rhythm, we can't wait till the last 10 minutes of this ball game to get that figured out. We got to have an answer tonight for number one, Andrew Johnson.
Taylor, you set the table for me just perfect there with that, because last time that we had a really good linebacker on the other side of the ball from Michael Barrett that played spy all night long with the outside linebacker, they moved to middle linebacker, and that was Westlake with the Dayton Hunter kid. And he played great against Michael till late in the game, and then we finally figured it out. And obviously we all know that it was a little too late there, but we cannot do that tonight. So you're absolutely right. I'm going to look at their corner. He's their leading tackler. He's just a DB. I think he's going to move around a lot. They've got him listed just as DB. But number 11, Jeffrey Butler, he's only a sophomore, guys. He's 5'11", 155 pounds. I watched him warm up a little bit. Looks a little bigger than 155, but he's physical. He's going to be around the football. He's got one of those and just noses for the football. But sophomore DB, number 11, Jeffrey Butler, got to keep an eye on for their defense.
Well, I'm going to look at their cornerback, number 8, Ronald Jackson. Ronald Jackson's got 29 tackles on the season, but he has two interceptions. And Michael Barrett, if he's not paying attention, will and could throw an interception. He's really got to be precise with his throws tonight. If not, a guy like Ronald Jackson could be the benefactor of that if he's able to hawk the ball. I mean, obviously, he leads the team in interceptions with two on the season. 29 tackles. He's about 6 on that list, too, as well. Good, solid football player. He's 5'8", 150 pounds, only a junior, but the guy's got speed and he's got skills, and he'll hawk the ball.
All right, guys, that wraps up our Deloach Body Works Impact Player segment. Remember, if your vehicle has been an impact, choose Deloach Body Works. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff. You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff. Advanced Disposal Services, S&S Services, and Cass Birch, Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. And welcome back, Viking friends, to the CBC Bank Press Box. High atop the field here at Brody Field. And Vikings just finish up their pregame activities with a nice high punt. Tavon Kyle, the whole team running towards him. You catch a ball with the whole team running towards you guys, you got a lot of concentration. Got about 16 minutes until kickoff. Tipton County's going to make their way to band out and do their pregame festivities here too. Good crowd tonight so far, gentlemen.
It is. We were saying during the commercial break, this is still home for me. I love coming back to this stadium. My wife, actually, you know, she's not even sitting down in the stands here. She's over there. She's at the Tipton County side.
She's at least wearing.
She is wearing her maroon and silver, but she's over there with her mom and her sister. And so being able to see old friends and family and things to come here, we really enjoy coming here to Tipton County. It is a great stadium. I heard you talk about it here at, we used to be called the Devil's Den back in the old days. And it's one of those places that we just absolutely love to come and play. It is a great surface to play on.
The
grass, you talked about it here in Tipton. It is the turf grass capital of the world.
One thing that I absolutely cannot stand about this place is if Tipton County does score, that cannon that goes off, it almost makes every one of us you know what in our pants.
You're exactly right.
It does come from the visitor side.
1981.
Bill,
there on that field.
Bill graduated, homecoming.
I sang the national anthem that night.
Really?
Honestly, yeah, that was singing the national anthem.
Wow.
They're on this field, right down there about the 50-yard line.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Almost 40 years ago.
We've got a radio personality and a guy that can sing the national anthem. Tipton County Band is going to be making their way out onto the field here shortly. Marty, I know you're down there on the field. What you got, brother?
Guys, it does appear to be middle school night as well, like Lowndes does too. They've got the middle school band with them. As we came in tonight to set up, they were out warming up, practicing. Guys, I'm going to turn attention back to the game a little bit. I'm really excited about this one. This is, as Coach Mack said last week, this is the real season. This is when it all starts. And tonight's going to be a great contest against two great football teams. I actually read this week that this is the latest these two teams have ever played when they're both undefeated. Both ranked in the top 10. According to one poll, we're both in the top 5. So it's a lot of eyes on this game around the state. A lot of excitement in the stadium. Should be good. Guys, I'm pulling out my crystal ball. I see a couple of things here in the works. And, you know, fortunately I've had some good picks this year. But I think tonight is going to be a good test early. It's going to be close. Tipton's going to move the football. I think that we will have a pick six at some point, maybe early mid-second quarter, maybe early third quarter, but at some point kind of in the middle of the football game, I look for a pick six out of our defense. I look for some sort of defensive score. I think it's going to be a pick six, and that could make a big difference in this football game and really vault us out in the lead. And that's what I'm hoping. That's kind of what I'm feeling. We'll wait and see, but I do think the keys to this game are going to be tackling space with our defense, try to put a little pressure on their quarterback. And as Chucky said, if we can't at least get our hands up, disrupt his passing lanes, and then offensively, I think we need to run the football. Bill, you talked about it. I talked about it a little bit with Michael. I think running the football has been the Achilles heel to some degree on Tipton County's defense. I think we really have not dominated the game with the run game. I think we do tonight. I think we come out and run the football tonight, and we need to do that. We need to be able to establish the run in order to have success tonight against the Blue Devils. That's my keys. Y'all?
Yeah, Marty, you mentioned it. We've had 7 pick six this year, 15 total interceptions, and 7 of those have been pick sixes. Could be pivotal. I mean, games that are this close and this tight usually come down to turnovers and special teams. I don't think there's any question that can be the case tonight. I mean, this is a Tipton County ball club that believes in themselves, believes they can win. If you talk to anybody related to a Tipton County program, they expect to win this ball game tonight. And just the fact that you come in not second guessing yourself that, hey, we can't win, or we got to do this and 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 that to win. Hey, that's half the battle a lot of times.
Yeah, I heard you say early in the pregame show that they have a winning attitude about them. They know that they can win football games, and
yeah,
it's all about just showing up and being here. Not, you can't just show up, maybe that's not the right way to say it, but they know they can put their talent on the field. They can match up with our talent, and they got a chance.
Yeah.
I think it's going to come down to a special teams play. I think it's going to be something big, a return, a
block punt, yeah,
a snap overhead, something. I really think this is going to come down to a miscue one way or the other on special teams.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Tipton County Band has taken the field. They're going to do a prayer, and they're going to do the alma mater and national anthem, just like we always do. We're going to take a break along with them. We've got 11 minutes until kickoff. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break. And welcome back, Viking fans. That was the Tipton County High School Marching Blue Devils rendition of the national anthem. Everybody standing on their feet for that.
Guys, you may want to get the tarp out. It is starting to rain down here.
Did you jinx it?
I must have, because there was none on the radar.
I wasn't going to say anything, but we caught rain just in the South Lowndes County right before we hit the county line.
Guys, there was nothing showing when I last looked, but behind the stadium where the wind is coming from, it's pretty dark. I got some pretty black clouds back there, and the rain is starting to come down now, so that's going to be interesting to see if that has any kind of impact on this game.
Running game.
We are on real turf, as we talked about, real grass. See if the wet field makes any difference.
All right, Marty, thank you for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We've all done it before, guys. The sponsor's Jinx. There is, as Chuck pulls it up, there is one little dot kind of in our area, but seems to be moving along pretty quickly.
Yeah, it is moving fast. I said that I hit that spot just south of Tipton County as we were coming in, and it did. We were in and out of it really quickly. So,
just about 6 minutes until kickoff here. Captains are going to be making their way out here shortly. If memory serves me correct, Tipton will be coming out of the stands walking in the stadium. A little bit dangerous there with cleats and concrete steps.
Well, but one time they followed Harley Davidson motorcycles, I think.
Yeah.
Or who was that? Did that?
Lee? That was them.
That was Lee County also did that.
Yeah.
Follow Harley Davidson.
Yeah, I remember Lee County did. It was loud and I didn't like it.
And I want to keep that cannon quiet tonight, too.
Absolutely. Bill, did you wave your hand during alma mater?
I did raise my hand in the alma mater, and I sang it. Thank you. And then I said, now go get them. As to the Vikings, go get the Blue Devil. It's always still home, but I tell you what, I love these Vikings. I'm ready to see them win tonight. It's going to be a great night. Looking forward to it right here from Brody Field. And Wes James has joined us here in the press box. As Wes, were you able to get down on the field at all?
No, I because of obligations at work, I was left and just got here probably about 15, maybe 20 minutes ago at the very most. Walked in, and the first thing I thought of, Bill, was games that you and I have seen in this place. And
yep.
Then I thought in other games.
That's a weather warning that we hear in the background, sir.
And I thought of other games that Taylor and I by ourselves have did right here on Saturday nights.
That was the
Georgia Firebirds.
I forgot about that. You guys doing semi-pro football.
Yeah.
We do have captains starting to make their way out. We'll go down to Chuck here in just a minute as he's getting that information for us.
Guys, their team is there at the top of the tunnel, and here they come down the stairs.
If you can see it, it's kind of a cool thing. They line the aisles right there as Tiff comes down. Makes their way onto the field. Kind of a neat thing. Vikings are gonna come busting through the line of cheerleaders though, which is equally as nice to see. Captains, let's go down to Chuck Lawrence, who's got the captain.
All right, for Tiff County, we have number 40, Jalen Robinson; number 13, Akeem Smith; number 10, Trent Thomas; and number 12, Roger Burley. For the Loud Vikings, we have number 61, Jalen Dahl; number 34, Will Palmer; number 36, Mike Gentry; and number 13, Tavon Kyle.
Love seeing Mike Gentry right there, a guy that's been injured most of the season, waiting for region play to come alive, getting the captain spot tonight. And it's so good to have him back in action tonight.
It will, in that middle spot right there. I'm looking forward to it as he was really doing so well early with all the tackles that he was making. Now, we didn't miss a beat when he left, but it's going to be great to have him back.
Well, at that defensive line spot, you're going to need to rotate guys. That's a key to success, in my opinion, is being able to rotate your front guys. And having Gentry back, giving us an extra guy that can rotate in and out there is going to be critical tonight. Marty is going to be making his way out onto the field. He is with the captain tonight. He's going to shove that mic in somebody's face, and we'll get to hear exactly what they're saying down there.
And it looks like it's an all-star officiating crew. And as Marty goes downstairs, we look. Bill, Taylor, stop. We'll listen. Here comes the mighty, mighty Vikings.
Let's go down to Marty. He's got the coin toss.
That means you're the coaches on the field. If I have any kind of comments, I want y'all to take charge. Want you to play good sportsmanship at all times. All right, enjoy the game. If I have any kind of penalties, I explain the penalties. You don't understand it, ask me, I explain it to you again. You need to get any help from the coach, look to the sideline, see what you want to do. Let's keep the game moving. Once we make a decision, that's the decision we're going to stick with. Okay? Anybody got any questions? This is my coin. That's tails. Tails. That's head. What you going to call it, son?
Head.
Tails it is. He wants the ball. Put the way you want to kick, son. You want to kick that way. Okay, you
guys, they won the toss and the leg of two receives, so we're going to go on defense first.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Got to love the intensity there, Wes, to win the toss and decide to receive.
And especially when you're going up one of the premier defenses there is in the state, how tight this is going to be. And to say, hey, we're going to show you right off the bat we're not afraid of your defense. And hats off to Tifton for doing that.
Yeah, 7.29 points per game is what our defense is allowing. But West, they've got a pretty good defense of themselves. 15.14 points is what Kitson's allowing. We're both in the top 10 in points allowed defensively.
But I will say this. Tifton has not seen the defense. Their offense has not seen the defense like we've got.
Well, I do think that one of the times when in a big game like this, everybody's pumped up, fired up. I think I want my defense on the field first. Offensively, if you're kind of nervous, jittery, you overthrows, things like that, and all of a sudden you get the ball in good position.
However, Tiff may want the ball because they might have something up their sleeve on the very first play of the ball game.
Yeah. There he is. Guys, I want to thank everybody for joining us here on the Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Cash Burch Motors, Advanced Disposals, and S&S Services. And for all your play-by-play action, we're going to turn it over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle. Take it away, guys.